بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Allah تبارك وتعالى our creator, our sustainer and nourisher Peace and salutations be upon our noble leader and master Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم This is the final session of our program and we will commence inshallah with some ash'ar, some poetry that will be rendered by Maulana Siraj Parker of Cape Town inshallah
الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا ان هدانا الله لما رشفك تعالى من هذا الكتاب وربنا فتت so far it is like you are in a small child that is in a sweet shop and you tell him take what you want to take as much as you want to and there is a time limit to it so now our time for taking all the sweets and taking as much as we want is coming to an end We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us benefit as much as possible. Mm-hmm. In the little time that is left, inshallah. Really, it's all about Iran. It's my great sacrifice for coming here. The brothers in Tiza, really, I must take my, not my head, my topi or my amama off for them. But the way they went and advertised themselves, I really, wallahi, your reward is only by Allah. People cannot reward you for what you have done. People are incapable of rewarding you for that. As we know, our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abu Hamid Sahib and our Grand Shaykh Hazrat Hatim Shah Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, that the love for the dhikr of Allah and the dhikr of La ilaha illallah, the love for durood that they had, I find it only appropriate that for a few moments, inshallah, not even a few moments, we already said the dhikr of Kalima La ilaha illallah, and then a short durood. And thereafter we will recite one of the ash'ar, one of the kalam of Hazrat Hatim Sahib, which we know, which he very famously penned while he was out for Hajj and while he was sitting in the Haram Sharif. We will recite some of the kalam, inshallah. So for the kalam of Riga, I ask everybody to join me, inshallah. أفضل ذكر فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Hey.
فانا بشر العرش اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وصحبه يا ربي بالمصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا
يا جبال الحرم
يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم اے خدا ہے طاقت آپ کا یہ کرم اے خدا ہے طاقت آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے جو ہم سب طواف حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم. I want you to think what must have gone through Hazrat Hakim Sahib's mind and heart when he wrote this, knowing what love he had for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the role of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Try to picture that kafiyat for a moment and try to think that how Allah Ta'ala can bless us with that same kafiyat when he said this and when he wrote these words.
روزے محترم جس کی زیارت کو عرب ترستے تھے ہم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم رحمتِ دو جہاں کا ہے فیضِ آتم رحمتِ دو جہاں کا ہے فیضِ آتم جن کی صدقے میں مسلم وہ مؤمن ہے ہم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم ہے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں ہے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے گدا میں حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم میرے مالک اختر
رحمت اللہ علیہ
میرے مالک اختر کی سن لے دعا میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا ہو مقدر میں ہر سال جدید حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم
The last time of the chorus, I want everybody to recite with me.
میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم Ya Jibal Ham, Ya Jibal Ham, Ya Jibal Ham.
جزاكم الله خيرا جزاكم الله احسن الجزاء for the beautiful rendition, the beautiful durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beautiful zikrullah, and how beautifully he renders the ash'ar of Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi as well. Many of us must be wondering that this ash'ar, this poetry that was just rendered, perhaps this is some form of entertainment, the beautiful tune that has been followed. Indeed, this is no form of entertainment. Ash'ar and poetry was rendered from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there were poets amongst the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. The famous poet that is known is Hazrat Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala. So much of poetry he had rendered in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one poem describing the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, أَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَى قَطُّ عَيْنِي وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءِ. That more beautiful than you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my eyes have not seen. And more better than you, no woman has given birth to. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You have been created free from all faults. كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. As though you have been created, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like how you wanted to be created and as you desire to be created. So we find that these poetries that have been recited, this is not that it's something new, but it is from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the poems of Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, we find that every line or every stanza of the poem, of the poetry, it is a lecture, it needs explanation, it is a lecture on its own. Very briefly I will try to explain or translate what was recited in this poetry. In this poetry it was mentioned that you are very, very honorable in my sight, O mountains of the Haram. So here, as Hazrat Maulana also mentioned, that Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi, what love he must have had for Makkah Sharif. What love he must have had for Medina Sharif. That even the mountains of Makkah Sharif, he says, you also are very, very honorable and you also hold a very, very high position in my sight. And then he said, Ye dua-e haram, this dua of the haram. That when a person goes to Makkah Sharif, how the tears come out of the eyes of a person. How a person now starts crying. And then he says, the enjoyment of the multazam, how at the multazam people are clinging to the Kaaba, holding onto the covers and the ghilaf of the Kaaba, and they crying and they making dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he says, may everybody be blessed with this great bounty. May Allah ta'ala bless us also that we go to Kaaba Sharif. The first sight of Kaaba Sharif, how the tears come out of the eyes of a person. This is a time of acceptance of dua. So we find all these bounties are there at Kaaba Sharif. And then he says that this is only your kindness, O Allah, we making tawaf of haram. We are great sinners. Where are we worthy of going to Makkah Sharif? Where are we worthy of making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif? This is only the kindness of Allah. As we mentioned in the morning also, that any bounty Allah Ta'ala blesses us with, that we got the tawfiq of going Makkah Sharif, we got the tawfiq of going Medina Sharif, don't attribute it to ourselves. This is only your kindness, O Allah, that you have brought us over here. And then he says, now we move over from Makkah Sharif, now we are going to Madinatul Munawwara. And in Madinatul Munawwara, he has advised that we are in front of the Rawdah Mubarak. He says, we have come in front of you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how we used to desire and how we used to wish that we come to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, this is our Nabi, and every person should have desire that I will go to Madinatul Munawwara. Here, our Hazrat Damat Barakatum explains, he said that at some time of your life also, go specifically just to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the intention that we go to. Our intention is not to visit the masjid, but our intention is to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person, his mother for example, she's living in Durban. So yeah, when he's going to Durban, he doesn't say, I'm going to Durban. What does he say? I'm going to visit my mother. I'm going to visit my parents. So similarly make that intention, I'm going to visit my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As it also mentioned, there were certain people that they were flying. When they book their tickets, they make it such that they will go via Jeddah. They will go via Madinatul Munawwara. There were certain people that went right up to the Rawdah Mubarak. All they did, one visit, salawat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, back to the airport, into the plane, and they left. They didn't even perform one salah, but they went particularly for this reason. So here a person is now in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said we should desire to visit Madinatul Munawwara. And then as it mentioned, the rahmat of the two worlds, it is his blessing because of whom today we are Muslim. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that short lifespan of his, In that 23 years of Nubuwwat, 13 years of Makkah, 10 years of Madinatul Munawwara, what effort Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made on Sahaba, that they became guiding stars for the entire world. They spread out throughout the four corners of the world. Today in Cape Town, we are sitting as Muslims. Who is Muslim? Who is Muslim? Whose sadaqah is this? Whose blessings is this? This is the blessings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then he says, this place, Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, the kings of the world, no matter how wealthy they are, what robes they are wearing in their palaces and in their kingdoms, when they hear in Makkah Sharif, all of them in ihram. All of them, you wear one uniform and you come here. No king can say today, I'm going to wear a special ihram. No, every one of you, you will wear one particular ihram. And they are also present in Makkah Sharif. How are they present? Everyone is a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of us are present in that manner. And then finally, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah makes this dua. And he says, oh Allah, listen to this dua of Astar, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah. In fact, this dua is for us. We should be making this dua. That oh Allah, every year we are blessed with the visit of the Haram. May Allah take us again and again to Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif. Ameen.